British election. This is a CBS News special report. I'm John Lawrence, CBS News London, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Britain's most important election since World War II has developed into an all-night cliffhanger, with the Labour Party of Harold Wilson showing the biggest gains. It now appears that Prime Minister Heath's Conservatives will not win enough seats in the next House of Commons to make up a majority. Current computer projections show both parties winning about 300 seats each, with Labour being given the edge. But one party must win at least 318 seats in order to govern, and it is possible now that the balance of power will be held by the third-party Liberals. With more than half of the returns in, the Labour Party shows a gain of at least 28 seats in Parliament, taking most of them from the Conservatives. In most of the races, Labour candidates are showing a gain of from 2 to 4% since the last election in 1970, when the Conservatives were elected. The mood at Tory Party headquarters tonight was grim. Prime Minister Heath refused to comment when asked about the early election returns. Former Prime Minister Harold Wilson was in a more buoyant mood.
This campaign throughout the country, and certainly in this constituency, has been fought with great fairness and very great seriousness. I believe the electorate has formed its own view of the issues in the election. I'm not going to go over them tonight, but I think the electorate has viewed these issues in a deeply mature way, deeply concerned for the future of our country, however the result may turn out when we hear them from other constituencies.
Harold Wilson, who, if his party continues to win places in Parliament from the Conservatives, may find himself back at number 10 Downing Street after an absence of 3.5 years. The turnout in today's election is believed to be one of the biggest in history here. The polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning, and by the time they closed 15 hours later, an estimated 30 million people had cast their ballots. One of the party spokesmen predicted that the turnout would be as high as 83%, just short of the record for this century set in 1950. What people were really voting for today were members of Parliament. Under Britain's system of parliamentary democracy, the political party with the majority of seats picks the Prime Minister, and he chooses the members of his government. Whichever party wins the election will be taking charge of a nation that is nearly bankrupt. Britain's balance of payments deficit is currently running at its highest level in history. The Chancellor of the Exchequer is trying to borrow billions of dollars to run the country. The pound sterling is unsteady, showing a steady drop against the dollar over the past year. There is a crippling miners' strike to be settled, the issue on which the government chose to call an election 3 weeks ago. Until the miners go back to work to dig out the coal that provides 70% of the nation's electric power, millions of British workers will remain on a three-day week. Today, some 2 million people are unemployed, most of them because of the power crisis. Most importantly, the next government will have to search for ways to stop inflation, which is running at a rate of 14% and is rising steadily. The cost of food has jumped 50%. Britain is in a state of emergency, as proclaimed by the last government, and the government the people elect today will not easily solve it. This has been a CBS News special report, The British Election. I'm John Lawrence, CBS News, London.